Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. We have a fabulous show lined up, so I want you to grab a coffee, sit back, and just relax this hour because we've got entertainment, we've got information. Of course, one of our favorite people on the show is Chef Massimo Capra. He's going to be joining us off the top. And then some friends he knows from Toronto are going to be on, Colin and Justin, of course, the great designers who are full of information as well, and really funny. Tracy Drake from Niche Magazine, who, of course, is going to be having them in her magazine starting in July, her summer issue, will be joining us as well. But off the top, Chef Massimo, how are you?
I'm excellent.
You're always excellent.
I'm in a fresh Toronto heat.
Is it really, really hot today?
Well, finally, yes.
Finally.
But don't worry, there is rain coming tomorrow again.
Oh, boy, that darn rain. Now, Chef Massimo, do you like to get away from that heat in the summer and go to a cottage, or is this a busy time for all of your enterprises?
Well, it is a busy time for one of the restaurants, at least, the one in Toronto called Mistura. We are right in the beginning of Summerlicious, which is a wonderful event, and we're all very proud to take part of. And so for the next 2 weeks, we are going to be really tied up in the kitchen and trying to feed a lot of people every night.
Wow. How do you find that balance, Massimo, with... We're going to talk about your new restaurant at the airport, which is fabulous, but how do you find the balance with all the properties that you have, family and everything else that you do, and still have this great personality and positive attitude?
Well, I mean, the whole thing is my approach, and I don't know if it's right or wrong, but my approach is that really my work is my life in a way. My wife works with me. My kids, one of them is in the kitchen at the restaurant at the airport that you
Yeah, Daniel.
And another one is traveling the world right now, so he's somewhere in Europe or perhaps he's coming back. I don't remember which one it is, but he's been away for 6 months. So I'm lucky I'm in a position that my kids have grown and they're over 20 now, so they don't really belong to me anymore. They belong to the States, so you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Actually, I just had one that got back from Europe, and, you know, they say kids are hard when they're young, but I find when they're going through their teens and early adulthood, when they're trying to find themselves, can be the most challenging. But Daniel was at the restaurant at the airport, and he's a great reflection of you, and did a fabulous job making our bolognese. How would you say bolognese?
Bolognese.
Yeah. It was so fabulous. So let's talk a little bit about that restaurant. We made sure when we got to the airport on the return flight, we got there 2 hours early so that we could spend time there and really enjoy it. Because I know your wife, Rose, is the decor, and it's really nice. You feel like you're an Italian restaurant, and it's just beautiful, the marble, the red, the wood. And the menu is reasonable, but the quality is exceptional.
Right. That was the mandate that I received from the GTAA, which is actually the organization that runs the airport. And they asked me if I wanted to take part in the new and improved selections of culinary offerings of the airport. So now there has been a lot of talk because there is another company that actually contracted chefs from the city, and they're putting up kiosks, and you can do takeout food and so on. I was asked to put in a full service restaurant in Terminal 1 in the domestic departure, and also to have a satellite restaurant in the transborder section, which is the United States departures of Terminal 1. So I, when I was first approached, I jumped at it because I thought that there was an incredible need here in Toronto, especially at Pearson. There was an incredible need for good food and good fresh food that was not the usual hamburger, deep fried fish and chips and things like that. So to me, that was a slam dunk. Then I got paired up with a company that actually believes in it and actually runs a few other terminals in Winnipeg and Calgary and Vancouver, and an enormous amount down in the States. I mean, they have over 1,000 restaurants, so they were very open to the idea. So they asked us to put together an idea of what we would like to see, and immediately, being Italian and given the fact that right now, I mean, the pasta and pizza and salads and sandwiches and all that is a very good thing to eat when you are in a hurry, when you are in an airport, when you need to have food prepared in within 10-minute time. So Rosa, my wife, looked after the look and decided a little bit of the color and the way that the place would look like. Mm-hmm. And then we had Crave Design, I believe, or the Smart Design in Vancouver, actually, that completed the whole package for us. And I put a menu that I believe is healthy and interesting, and also is a departure from what is available everywhere else in person airport.
It's fabulous, you know, and we have a lot of people from our area that go through that terminal, and I'd really urge you to stop by because it is quick service. But you know, Liz, our waitress, was phenomenal. Really knew her product. You know, talked to us, said, why don't you try the dessert, the fritters with the chocolate sauce and whipped cream? Oh, my gosh. So good. Oh,
and this is crazy, yeah.
And the pizza, you know, was the thin crust. Like everything we've talked about over the years, it was really great to try your food, the meatballs. And it was so fresh and good. I wish we could be there. Everybody, our family, said it was the best meal they'd had. I mean, I want to go back and just stay in your restaurant. And I hope that you're going to bring them across the country.
Well, I hope so, too. And believe me that we do have a lot of clients, especially from Victoria and the Vancouver area. And you know, the positioning of our restaurant is down at the bottom of the pier where all the large jets go. So therefore, those are all normally the long-haul jets that traverse Canada, so from one end to the other. Therefore, our gates that we service are all Vancouver, Calgary, Victoria, Winnipeg, and, you know, any destination in Alberta. To Abbotsford and what have you, so Edmonton and Fort McMurray. So our clientele is quite diverse. Now, what I've experienced is that people like to come in and come in a little bit earlier so that they can sit down and have breakfast in peace and have something delicious, and then get on the plane, fly wherever they have to fly. And many times we get business people that on return, they stop and have dinner at Bocconi because they can have a beautiful meal with a beautiful bottle of wine. And we have a great wine selection, by the way, for the airport. I mean, we have a very, very good wine selection. So they can have dinner before getting on a taxi or a limo to get driven home. So that basically they get that step out of the way. So that when they go home, they're relaxed, they've eaten, they've traveled, they're done, they can go to bed, they can just do their own things, and they don't have to worry about cooking or going out to a restaurant or socialize or anything. So it's quite good, I mean, and it's being received quite well.
And also you can have business meetings there if you wanted to. If you didn't want to go into town, just could meet at the restaurant because it really is large enough. It's a really big floor space. And when we were there, I think getting there early was nicer than that big rush when you leave and then something on the plane. It was actually one of the highlights of a busy weekend having that meal. So I really encourage people to come there. I thought it was fabulous, Massimo, and I think that must be a huge undertaking at an airport and all the intricacies involved in the security and everything trying to set that up.
It is very, very difficult. You know, I mean, obviously there is security levels that need to be observed and operated by, and we have the different corporations, obviously Bocconi being the brand, and we are running that. I have a chef and a manager that run the Bocconi operation, but then we have SSP, which actually is the manager of the business. And then we have the GTAA, and then we have the security circle. So everything that comes to our kitchen has to be inspected and double checked and make sure that everybody is is clear for security. So it's quite special. It's a very different way of doing business. Well, I'm not used to it being at street level. Normally, I can go to the market and see something I like and just pick it up and sell it by the evening. At the airport, there's a lot of logistics.
Well, it must have been a steep learning curve, but you sure nailed it. It looks great.
Yeah.
We come back. Let's talk about some recipes and some summer ideas that people can make this weekend. Back in a minute with Chef Massimo.
Rain, sun, snow. We get it right with an accurate forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning. I'm Corrine May on location at All Care Residence in Sydney. It's a beautiful day and we'd love you to join us. Sydney All Care Residence is hosting an open house from 11 to 3 today. This is your chance to come by and check out this grand opening event. Sydney All Care residents provide services for seniors that may not require long-term care today, but this is a chance to check things out and see what programs and services are available. Sydney All Care Residence is conveniently located at 2269 Mills Road. That's not far from Beacon Avenue. Residents have all meals provided and all food is freshly prepared with healthy ingredients. There are three meals a day plus snacks, and today visitors can enjoy appies in the dining room. Include a visit to Sydney All Care Residence today. You won't miss us. We're out front, all ready to welcome you, and we're here till 3. We have CFAX mugs to give away, and you can enter to win a gift certificate for dinner at Ming's or a fabulous gift basket. Sydney All Care Residence is waiting to see you. We're at 2269 Mills Road. Stop by and say hello. On location, I'm Corey May for CFAX 1070.
Okay, Victoria, I've seen you line up for blocks to save 10 cents a liter on gas. I know you like a deal, so when it's time to sell your real estate, let's discuss how you can save thousands in realty fees. This is Kevin Ramsey, realtor with Fair Realty and SweetHomeVictoria.com. I will get top dollar for your property, I won't cut the buyer's agent's commission, and I won't sacrifice any marketing. And my rates reduce further when you sell quickly or when I find the buyer. In short, my commissions make sense. Visit my office at 1564 Fort Street or contact me through SweetHomeVictoria.com.
Hey, it's the Shawbots coming at you live from inside your cable.
Oh, is this the part where we tell people about how much they'll save when they switch to Shaw home phone service?
Yes, and you save even more when you bundle.
And you get unlimited free Shaw-to-Shaw calling.
Right, and since you and I both have Shaw home phone...
Yeah?
Maybe instead of yelling through the cable...
Uh-huh.
Pick up the phone, bid.
Right, sorry. Bundle and save when you switch to Shaw Home Phone Service. With Shaw, you won't miss a thing.
We are back with Chef Massimo Capra. And Massimo, we were talking about all your restaurants. Tell everybody what your properties are and how your what your day looks like and how you manage each of those throughout your day.
Oh, that's funny. I have a restaurant in downtown Toronto in the Yorkville area called Mistura Restaurant, and we have also a room upstairs called Sopra, which is a lounge, and we do music on weekends, and basically is an event place. That only operates between Mondays and Saturdays, and so I work, I come down here about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Every day, actually, because this is my little baby. I mean, this is where the cuisine gets created and gets made. And you know, I mean, we have a full restaurant. This is a rather high end restaurant.
So. I hear, and that's your home base then.
And that's my home base, exactly.
Okay.
And it's been open for about 15 years now, so I mean, we're quite happy. We are on a good move. Then I opened Boccone at the airport, and it's called Boccone Trattoria Veloce down in Pier 1 Domestic. And I have also the Boccone Pronto, which is in the Transborder. Now, I enjoy getting up in the morning, having my cappuccino at home, play with my dog, take it for a walk, you know, just listen to the news and you know, maybe read the newspaper, and then I normally get up around 6:30 in the morning, and then by 9 o'clock I'm at the airport, and I stay until 12:30, maybe 1 o'clock sometime, and but not every day. I go only maybe three times a week at the airport, unless I have to meet with the chef and do other work. But you know, it is quite enjoyable to meet all of the traveling public. We have nothing but good experiences with everyone, and it's quite fantastic because you know, you meet people, and they are very surprised when they eat at Boccone. They don't expect it. There is a lot of people that don't want just a big mug of beer. They want a nice glass of wine. They want to relax. They want to have a beautiful Italian style cappuccino. We have it. They want some beautiful butter croissants or brioches or you know, cookies of any kind. We do have them. We do have the selection. So I'm having a lot of fun really being in that restaurant. Actually, is a pizzeria, is a trattoria, is a very fun place to be. And that those are the two main restaurants that I operate, which are four different locations. But then also I have I licensed my name to the Crown Plaza Hotel in Niagara Falls as part of the Niagara Hotel Corporations, and I'm running the Rainbow Room, by Massimo Capra in Niagara Falls, and is the only room that can see both falls from every table in the room. Now, wow. I have a chef there that is fantastic. He's Italian of descent, but he's been working in that place for about 10 years. And he's embraced my arrival, and he's been doing nothing but great work with the local produce and local farmers and so on. So the food is quite good. We're very, very happy with the restaurant. And over there, I go at least every 2 weeks. I'll spend a day or two in that restaurant.
Well, and you are a brand now, Massimo, and you don't seem like you stress too much. You know, you see a lot of chefs in the kitchen on TV shows that seem to really kind of get crazed. You don't seem like you you have fun with it still.
Well, I do have fun, but, you know, I cannot you see, it's only in the moment, right? I mean, the restaurant business and being in a kitchen, any kitchen work, whether you're the chef or you're the dishwasher, you get hit all at once with a lot of work, and then you do very little the rest of the time. I mean, and you have to make do. Sometimes your nerves are frayed, and you have to blow up, right? So, mm-hmm. I mean, God forbid that there should be a real microphone in any of the kitchens in any place in the world. I mean, they can be really rough places. You know, I mean, I'll tell you that much. But the beauty is that, you know, we all lose our temper, and we know how to control it. And as I've been in the kitchen for 37 years now, so I mean, it's getting to be a long time. I don't sweat the small stuff. I mean, yeah. There is always a way to fix and repair things and make the experience for the client better. You know, I mean, there is always a way to do it. And you know, I don't know. I'm a very happy-go-lucky guy to begin with. I don't have the nerves of some of the other chefs you see on TV that they always seem to be on edge and ready to kill. I'm not like that. I mean, I wasn't raised that way. So,
no.
You know, I can be mean. I mean, that's for sure. I can get my point across. I mean, I had some experience, but you know, it's not necessary to do that for everything, right? I mean, then
nope.
you lose your point.
You know? You're no pushover, but and you've also got a brand now with your mustache at the restaurant at the airport, Pearson.
Yeah.
I love that because, you know, your accent and your mustache, your look, everything about you, your voice, you know, no wonder people want you for ads and everything else because you're so marketable.
Well, I've been lucky enough to do a little bit of work on the side in that sense, and there is a lot more coming, which most people will see me in the future. But I'm working on a lot of things, and it's quite nice. I mean, I'm having a lot of fun. I mean, I'm enjoying it, you know, and it's a lot of fun to go out and be recognized sometimes, you know what I mean? And people come up to you and want to talk to you, and it's quite cool. I don't mind it at all.
Especially when they like you.
I never turn away from anybody.
Yeah, and don't you think it's fun this time in life that things can keep getting better?
That's right.
Which no one expects. You know, they always thought when you had a certain age, that's that. But I think we live in a great time to be of a certain age that the world's our oyster.
That's right. I mean, there is so much to be done and so much to be had. I mean, we're lucky enough as chefs. I mean, we normally are locked up in the kitchen just sweating away and burning our hands and arms, you know, so we're not really used to being propped up on a pedestal and being looked at as if we were special people. I mean, after all, we're just cooking. It's just food, you know what I mean?
And what's better in really life? Nothing is better than food. TJ,
yeah.
You know, you talk to TJ all the time, Chef Massimo, and you have young sons, and TJ, you're a great cook. Now, we're talking about pizza at your restaurant. Is that
That's
a pretty
right.
good idea to get pizza dough for TJ? You know, he lives with some roommates.
Yeah, I live with a handful of other people, and quite often Italian dishes, quick, easy, and feed a lot of people. Is pizza a viable option? How hard is it to make a thin crust pizza?
Okay, pizza is not as easy as anybody. I mean, depending on if you want to make your own dough, I mean, it becomes very complicated. Because pizza dough, just like anybody that bakes bread can tell you, is very touchy. I mean, you have to have the right place to let it rise, and you have to have the right amount of time and length of time to let it rise and so on. Why don't you stick to pasta? I mean, that's the quick and easy. That is the food that feeds people, really.
That's usually what we do. And actually, I was going to ask, how do we take
–
we usually
so
get some
– variety in your pasta. Is that what it is?
Sorry?
You need variety in your pastas.
We do, and actually I was going to ask, is it better to, say, fry up some vegetables and some other stuff first and then put it into the sauce, or should we just be throwing vegetables right in the sauce and letting them marinate in there?
Oh, my. Now you're getting me there, because you see that depending on what vegetable you're using.
Okay.
Right? I mean, sometimes it's good to cook the vegetables with the pasta itself and then put it in a light sauce. You know, I mean, if you were to make rapini or broccoli or anything in that range, you would cook it with the pasta and then prepare your garlic and oil on the side and maybe some sun-dried tomatoes, a little bit of olives, and then you put the pasta with the cooked vegetables in it. I mean, unless you like your raw vegetables, right? I mean, that's different. But
okay.
I mean, a proper pasta with rapini is sure to please in many ways. I mean, and there is so much to be done with it, right? I mean, by putting a little bit of sausage in it or a little bit of bacon or a pancetta, whatever you want to call it, or whatever you find, some shrimp, some fish of any kind. I say that, you know what, pasta is one of my favorite things to do. There is one special pasta dish for every town in Italy, which is, I don't know, I mean, it's 7,000, I don't know. There is a lot, right? So I like always to have my sauce tossed with the pasta. And I'm not really a big fan of raw vegetables in my pasta, so you know what I mean? I like to cook things down a little bit. They develop a better flavor. Like, you know, for instance, right now is the season of asparagus, or maybe just getting over now. But I can eat them raw, and I can eat them cooked properly. But raw, undercooked, I don't like them. You know, I mean, I find them too crunchy and too green.
Do you like to mix your pasta then the sauce all together, you say?
Always. You have to saute your pasta with the sauce so that you develop the flavor. The pasta absorbs a little bit of the flavor of the sauce.
Well, TJ and I've got some great ideas now.
It's never going to taste right.
And what about your meatballs and your bolognese sauce?
You like that, eh?
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
I'm creating a wave over there. I mean, people are going crazy for those meatballs.
You know what? I had both. I had a side order of the meatballs. They're so good. Oh, my God.
Selling or,
what's that?
Was that my waiter upselling?
Oh, she. You know what? She was good. Well, she didn't even have to. It was just like when I heard they were getting that, it was like we all had to have each other's dishes. But the sauce was so incredible. Now, we've got about 30 seconds left here, Massimo. Tell people if they're coming across the country.
Once that you make your pizza dough, just don't overload it with product. And at home, it's always better to make a pizza dough that is a little bit thicker, unless you have a proper oven and you have a lot of fire and a lot of heat. Because for a thin crust pizza, you need a lot of heat.
Yeah, and most of us don't clean our ovens enough, so we have a big smoke fire going. Okay, Massimo, if people want to come to your restaurant, there's you can look up your website. But if you're at Pearson Airport, how do they find you?
Well, at Pearson, I'm in Terminal 1 in the domestic departure.
Excellent. And you won't go wrong there. Massimo, it's been great talking to you. I hope you have a wonderful summer, and we'll talk to you in September.
Patty, if I'm ever in Victoria in the next little while, I'm going to definitely call you and I come to see you.
I'll make you some pasta, Massimo.
Okay, no problem.
With lots of wine. Okay,
talk
to you soon. When we come back, we're going to talk to Colin and Justin.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This just into the newsroom. Callers are reporting a mass.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning. I'm Corrine May on location at All Care Residence in Sydney. It's an absolutely beautiful day, and we'd love you to join us. Sydney All Care Residence is hosting an open house from 11 to 3 today, and this is your chance to come by and check out this grand opening event. Sydney All Care Residence provides services for seniors that may not require long-term care today, but this is a chance to check things out and see what programs and services are available. The list of recreation and amenities is endless, but it does include a spa and wellness center, a walking path, laundry services, a library, chapel, games room, and a guest room for visiting family. The list goes on, but you should come and check it out for yourself. Sydney All Care Residence has delicious food available, and today at the open house, visitors can sample delicious appies in the dining room. We're out front at 2269 Mills Road. We have CFAX mugs to give away, and you can enter to win a gift certificate to Ming's or a fabulous gift basket with tasty treats from Thrifty Foods. Sydney All Care Residence is waiting to see you. We're at 2269 Mills Road.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Ted Jenner with a CFAX 1070 News Update. Hundreds of family and friends showed up to celebrate the life of the Voice of Victoria today. The life of Joe Easingwood has been celebrated today at the McCall Brothers Funeral Home. After 3 decades of working here in Victoria at CFAX, Joe Easingwood was one of the most beloved personalities on the radio. Former CFAX News Director Ed McKenzie has enjoyed hearing from those who Joe touched over his time on air.
Hearing from listeners who really felt that Joe was a part of their everyday lives, that he was a major influence in what they, you know, the kind of community involvement that they wanted to share, give their opinions on, and also to hear his opinions. So it was really gratifying to hear from the public.
The voice of Victoria died last weekend at the age of 75 after a long battle with brain cancer. 3 Saanich police officers are under investigation after a man accused one of them of breaking his finger. The man says the officer used excessive force, and to add insult to injury, he says he's innocent of any crime, and it happened because he was mistaken for a suspect in a break and enter. More from CTV Vancouver Island's Stephen Andrew.
10 days ago, Dallas Wigmore was walking home when he was stopped by Saanich police. Wigmore says his backpack was taken, searched, and returned to him, and minutes later, one of the officers tried to take it again.
So he comes and he grabs me, and he puts his leg behind my leg and his other hand and forces it into my chest, throwing me to the ground way too hard.
Wigmore says the fall broke his finger, but the officer didn't call paramedics.
What they said back to me was, "Well, get your mommy to call an ambulance for you."
The Office of the Police Complaints Commissioner is now investigating, and the Saanich Police Department has launched an internal investigation as well. The officers involved remain on active duty. Stephen Andrew, CFAX 1070 News.
A Nanaimo woman is angry and looking for answers after she says her cat was shot with a BB gun or a .22 caliber rifle. The cat's owner says she found her pet outside her Departure Bay home earlier this week and originally thought it had been hit by a car. But she says an x-ray showed shrapnel in the cat's leg caused by a BB shot or .22 caliber rifle. The owner says her cat suffered burns in its mouth from an unknown substance in January and now believes the 2 incidents may be linked. It's just what Calgary did not need. A heavy thunderstorm dumped more water yesterday on some of the neighborhood's hardest hit areas from June's massive flooding. Low-lying areas were back underwater, and several major roadways were also affected, with reports of swamped cars being abandoned at several intersections. Some residents might soon be returning home to one of the remote communities threatened by forest fires in northern Quebec. Yesterday's winds were pushing flames away from East Main. The main highway to James Bay was also closed, and the fires now appear to be headed towards the community of Nemanska. Finally, Egypt remains on the edge in the midst of the latest government crisis spawned by the army's removal of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi and his democratically elected government. Officials say Egypt's interim president has held talks with the army chief and interim minister today. It followed overnight clashes across the country that killed at least 30 people. A look at CFAX 1070 weather for Greater Victoria today. Sunny with highs of 24, a UV index of 8 or very high. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 12 degrees. And then Sunday, sunny, highs of 23, and a UV index of 8 or very high again. Currently in downtown Victoria, it's sunny and 20 degrees. I'm Ted Jenner. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Good morning. It's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Man, oh man, I'm so excited. First of all, Chef Massimo, our buddy, was on talking about great food. And then 2 of my favorites, Colin and Justin, the decorating duo, and Tracy Drake from Niche Magazine is here. Hi, welcome everybody.
Morning, Patty.
How are you guys?
Well, thanks.
We just met Massimo on the show, but Massimo's a really good pal of ours, so we're excited that he was on before us.
Oh, I know. We've had him on the show a lot. And Tracy, I'll just start with you quickly. I know Niche Magazine, Colin and Justin are going to be writing for the summer issue and ongoing, and it's so very exciting.
It's
really exciting, Patty. We were looking for a dynamic duo to really amp up our home and decor section, and I've been following their work and their antics for many years, and we're really pleased to have them come in. One of the things we were looking for was a really talented interior designer or interior designers that could bridge the gap between what personal fashion and home decor and where they meet. And I think we've definitely hit the jackpot.
And Colin and Justin, I mean, your life has been amazing. You have so many different shows you've been part of internationally. You have product line. You know, you just do everything. What does it feel like to be you now and have had all this success and be where you're at?
You know, it's fantastic because both of us actually get to work together.
Yeah.
And because we both love, like genuinely we love a before and after. You know, so anytime if someone's fat becomes thin, you know, someone blonde becomes dark, or some terrible Canadian basement becomes glamorous and fabulous, then we're in there. You know, so actually we have the greatest job in the world because we get to visit you guys, you know, and we like to get right across Canada, you know, we like to get out there and actually meet real people with real design problems and then solve them, you know. And I think that it's so fantastic that Canada's taken to us, because you know what, right back at you, Canada, we love you right back.
Well, and we've loved you for a long time, and you know, I love your partnership, and I love that you have fun. You seem to enjoy life and not take everything so seriously and aren't afraid to be a little, you know, cheeky and off color.
I mean, that's kind of our USP, really, isn't it? Our ability to enjoy everything. We set out every single day to try and make people happier. You know, there are too many things in the world that are desperate and sad, and we wish we could change all of that, but obviously we can't with a paintbrush. But we do our very best to add a bit of levity and a bit of fun. And all the shows that we've done thus far, whether they be in America, in Britain, or Canada, they've always had that same edge. They've always had an ability to make people excited. I'm really thrilled, actually, to tell you that we have a brand new special, which is kind of a TV experiment. It's called Colin and Justin Street Swap, and it's on HGTV on Sunday. That's Sunday the 14th of July. Now, the time that it broadcasts in Toronto is 10 o'clock at night, so I guess the time is... How did it work when the show is showing...
We're 3 hours behind.
Okay, so I guess we'll be on at 7 o'clock on Sunday in BC.
Perfect.
Right. Exactly. And our show, this special, is all about something completely new. It's about changing furniture with your friends. It's about knocking on your neighbor's door and saying, can I have such and such? Would you like to have my old table? Can I have your chair? And we glam it all up in a big hocus-pocus of Scottish fantasy. And a week on Sunday, we cannot wait to let this special loose in the world. It's all about upcycling.
It sounds like fun. You know, my husband, he is like at the auction all the time. We have two garages full of, well, crap really, but stuff. And I would love to start trying to kind of paint some of it or distress some of it and do something kind of cool with it and repurpose it.
Yeah, you know, people talk about distressing furniture, don't they? You know, and it's not the fact that it's sitting in your garage making you upset. You know, it's about actually doing something with paint, it's about doing something incredible. But actually, the same thing is that Justin and I, we hate shabby chic. Because it's always just shabby. It's never, ever managed to find a way to chic them. So actually, the new show is about upscale upcycling. So I think it's going to take people by surprise in that we are using cast-off pieces that sometimes belong to the homeowner, sometimes belong to their neighbors. But what we're actually doing to them is a little bit high-end and a little bit fancy, because you've saved so much money on the main piece, and you can then spend some money to make the whole room really rock out, you know. And I think that's our shtick. You know, we've always tried to get people to be stylish, you know, not to be kind of like boxed in, if you like, by their budget, but actually just to let their imagination go wild. You know what? And Canada is such a colourful, vibrant, multicultural, young country. You know what? There's no excuse to be old-fashioned.
And I think that's why we feel that there's such a good mix and marriage with us and Niche Magazine. I mean, you'll know this, Tracy. Your magazine is all about aspirational. Sorry, Patty, you know your magazine is all about aspirational, attainable, and making the ordinary extraordinary, and allowing your readers to have gorgeous things without having to be lottery winners.
And Tracy, that is, you know, your magazine, the covers are so beautiful, but yet everything is approachable.
Well, that's the interesting because gentlemen just touched on a good point. You know, it can be beautiful and accessible. It can be fabulous and functional. And I think that's what we should or where it on your travels or your home decor.
We're going to come back after a break, and I want to talk about the mix from fashion to decorating and how the runway really dictates what's going to be in your home next year. Coming back in a few minutes with Colin and Justin and Tracy.
John Montgomery is flying down the track.
Hi, I'm John Montgomery, Olympic gold medalist.
Go!
Your host for the Amazing Race Canada. Join me as we follow nine teams.
Come on, let's go!
Battling the elements. And each other.
Go, go, go.
You are team number one. It's the ultimate race across the country.
Okay, let's go.
This is amazing!
CTV's The Amazing Race Canada, Monday, starting July 15th. Brought to you in part by BlackBerry. Keep moving.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Todd's Furniture and Mattress.
Hi there, I'm TJ Mulland. Make sure you get out and enjoy some sunshine this weekend. But if you need an excuse, how about this? The Saanich Strawberry Festival is going on tomorrow, July 7th, from 11 until 3 at Beaver Lake Park. Best part? Free admission to this event, and I tell you, it's quite the event. What started as a celebration of agricultural roots in Saanich has blossomed into this grand festival. It's got stage with music, there's face painting, there's pony rides, a pirate school, all sorts of great eats, bouncy castles for the kids, tons of excitement for you down at Beaver Lake Park. Go down, take in a picnic by the beach, or head up to the park and enjoy some of the activities. Again, it's free. Tomorrow, July 7th, from 11 till 3, is the Saanich Strawberry Festival at Beaver Lake Park. That's your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
Less than impressed with your last big box store experience? Dare to compare Dodd's prices before going anywhere else.
All this week, Dodd's Furniture and Mattress is holding an emergency liquidation sale with better than closeout prices.
Proudly furnishing beautiful homes just like yours for 35 years and counting. You'll never go wrong when you choose to shop local at Dodd's Furniture and Mattress.
715 Finlayson, across from Mayfair, in Nanaimo, and at doddsfurniture.com.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
We are back with Tracy Drake from Niche Magazine and Colin and Justin, who everybody knows across the country. Tracy, your magazine is a local but also kind of a national magazine, and you've got Mary Zilba and now Colin and Justin going to be writing for you. And it is sort of the fashion magazine of Victoria and the island. We want to do lifestyle things as well because fashion also dictates lifestyle. So why were you so drawn to have decorating ideas in the magazine?
Well, I think that a home is, and how you decorate your home is an extension of your personal style, your personal point of view, and it was important for us to sort of embrace all elements of the good life, and all of our readers really wanted to have an extended home section, so that's what we've been working on. And one of the things that I love about Colin and Justin is they sort of take the fear out and put the fun back in decor and design, and that's really the core of what our readers want to see is how can I do it, how can it work for me, and how can I make it a, sort of how can it be approachable and fun, and I think that they do that in spades, and we're really pleased to have them.
And when is the summer issue coming out, Tracy?
The summer issue comes out the 15th of July, so it comes out the day after Colin and Justin's special on HGTV, and their first issue is you know, just amazing. They can tell you a bit about it, but it's all about summer living on the West Coast, and it's pretty spectacular.
And you can pick that up many locations across the island.
Yeah, there's 150 locations across the island, but we also have an expanded number of locations in Vancouver as well. And, of course, we now have partnered with the Globe and Mail, so it's available through Globe and Mail home delivery subscribers as well.
Wow. Colin and Justin, you know, it's so neat to talk to you and to have our listeners hear you here because we feel like we do know you. And you seem like you just have so much fun together. What's it like working together? Do you ever, like, fight on design ideas or are you kind of simpatico?
I think, you know, what we're looking to Tracy there really kind of put the nail on the head. We take the fear out, put the fun back in, Patty, and Tracy really got us in a nutshell there. So we don't fight. We have one shared voice, and we're both so passionate about design and improving people's homes. I mean, we read Niche Magazine the first time we were in BC when we were staying in Vancouver, and a friend had been across to Victoria and brought us back a copy. And I think to be involved with a magazine like this is a great opening for us because it's another chance not to fight. Do you know, it's all about an audience that understands us. It's all about doing the kind of things that make us happy. And Tracy mentioned there, the content that we have in the first issue is all about coastal living. It's all about rattan and pale blue and washy colours and the beach and the sea. That's exactly the look we've put together in the issue of Niche. And we used a lot. I mean, we're all about not overspending, guys. That's our big mission, our big message.
We're Scottish.
We're Scottish. I mean, we're probably squeaking our kilt, but we're not about overspending. And we used a lot of products from our own line at HomeSense. I guess you guys have got HomeSense branches all over BC.
We sure do.
Yeah. And it's a real treasure trove, guys, isn't it? It's a real hunt for fabulous things. And that's why a marriage of the products that we have in stores like HomeSense and putting it together for Niche Magazine is just the perfect chance for Colin and I to continue smiling.
So you've got product lines, you've got shows. How do you find that balance? I know you bought a cottage that you're working on, so that's actually fun, but more work. How do you find the balance of all these things, and do you have downtime?
You know, the funny thing is, Justin and I, if we had children, we would say to them, you know, what do you want to do with your life? You know, what are you good at? What do you have a natural aptitude for? You know, what do you actually enjoy? We're both so, so lucky that something that started off as a hobby has actually become the way that we make our living. So, you know what, we're never looking for downtime because we're always so opinionated on interiors. We're always snooping around, you know, and even if we go somewhere for dinner, we're not going to talk about your home when you're there, maybe in the car going home. A little sneaky. But it's funny, like, so we're never off duty, and it's because we genuinely enjoy what we do, you know. So, honestly, life is good, you know, and I think that's our shtick. That's what we're always trying to sell, is the feel-good factor, you know, and I think that's what's great about Niche Magazine. It's all about, like, the best in BC, you know, and we're about the best in life, and I think we're only here once, you know, so why not challenge yourself, you know, with different colours, with a different style at home? Why not try food you've never tried before, you know, so that you feel that you're alive? No one wants to be stuck in a rut, you know, and all of our decor is always about being fashion-forward. It's about being funky and fabulous. Oh. And more importantly, it's about being personally fabulous. You've got to be personally fabulous.
And you don't have to be perfect to be that. You know, this show we started to was the idea to inform people, but to have fun. And that's why it's great to share this with other people because, you know, like Massimo on before, we have to enjoy our life or try to, because food and fashion and decor, it's all the good stuff in life.
Of course, yeah, completely. I mean, you guys, I mean, you can hear our enthusiasm. Tracy, you run the magazine and you're enthusiastic with that. Patty, you have the show and you're enthusiastic with the show. That's what we all do best, isn't it? We go out there and we tell people about fun things and the things about which we are passionate. And we're worried, you know. I mean, we do get involved in a lot of written work because we love to see our ideas related really easily for viewers and for readers. And it just seems to hit a spot. I mean, we're on Twitter. I mean, I hope you don't mind if we give ourselves a little plug on Twitter.
No, I was looking at you yesterday on there. You gave us a plug.
Our Twitter handle is Colin Justin. No, and ColinJustin. And the feedback that we get on there, chaps, is just incredible. People want fun. People don't want to be doomed and gloomed. They want to be excited and brightened by all the wonder that is out there. And we do live in a world where there's a lot of heavy stuff. But you know what? There's also some counterbalance. If you go out and look for it, if you open your eyes, there is a lot of fun to be had. And we work with really good people, whether it's on TV shows like Street Talk or Week on Sunday, whether it's in Niche Magazine, whether it's talking to you, Patty, whether it's through our social media platforms. We are all about having a good time.
I like being called Patty. Hey, Tracy, and your job at Niche Magazine, that's a big thing, too, to do a magazine. Do you enjoy that, or is it ever kind of like, oh, my gosh, it's so much work, or are you just loving what you're doing?
Well, I think it's one of those things that it's completely driven by passion. Mm. I mean, there's no punching a clock. We tend to work around the clock, but we love it. And there's nothing better for me than going out and having somebody say to me on the street, oh my gosh, I got my niche magazine in the mail, and I can't put it down. It makes every hour, every moment, and every anguish absolutely worthwhile. And it's funny because Justin just touched upon a really interesting point, and that is that it's all just temporary, so why not have fun with it? Not only are we just here for a short time, but also whether it's a funky colored blouse or it's a statement wall that you're going to paint a certain color, the paint comes down and you can take the garment off. So why not embrace what's happening now in your life, enjoy that, and just, you know, really celebrate it.
We're right. And we're here for a good time. We're back in 2 minutes with more good times with our gang. Back in two.
I'm Terry Moore, and I've been hearing a lot about Total Prepare. Nils, tell me more about Total Prepare.
Terry, we're all about preparing you for any emergency situation. Earthquake kits, 25-year shelf life food packages, emergency water storage, filtration, you name it.
Who do you sell to?
We sell to families, schools, businesses, government. Everybody should have emergency supplies to be safe and self-reliant, no matter what the crisis.
And how can we order your products?
Just visit our website at totalprepare.ca.
Totalprepare.ca. Are you prepared?
Good morning, Corrine May on location at All Care Residence in Sydney. We couldn't ask for a better day. It's absolutely gorgeous, and we'd love you to join us here today. Sydney All Care Residence is hosting an open house from 11 to 3, and this is your chance to come by and check out the grand opening event. Sydney All Care Residence offers lots of programs, including short and long-term respite, vacation support, short-stay winter availability, and much more. Lots of visitors have been by already. What are you waiting for? The list of recreation and amenities is endless. It does include a spa and wellness center, a walking path, laundry services, a library, and a lot more. The list goes on. This is your chance to come and check it out for yourself. Sydney All Care Residence has delicious food available as well. Today at the open house, visitors can sample delicious appies in the dining room. We're here out front at 2269 Mills Road. You won't miss us. We have CFAX mugs to give away. And you can enter to win a gift certificate for dinner at Ming's or a gift basket with tasty treats from Thrifty Foods. On location at Sydney All Care Residence, I'm Corrine May.
Sure, you buy juice all the time, but if you made your own juice, well, that's a lot more fun. Curious? Check out Huron Slow Juicers from Penna & Company, featuring a dual-stage extraction process that crushes, then presses for increased yield and minimum waste, so you get more juice and drier pulp. Get maximum nutrition and taste from juiced fruits, vegetables, soy, leafy greens, and wheatgrass with a Huron Slow Juicer. Small footprint, attractive design, super easy to clean. Available at Penna & Company in Broadmead Village.
We are back with Tracy Drake from Niche Magazine and Colin and Justin from Everything, TV, products. They're doing it all. They're going to be writing the Niche Magazine. The summer issue is coming up June 15th. There's specials June 14th. There's products in the store. And I want to talk about the products in a minute, guys. But, Tracy, we were talking a few weeks ago about fashion, and I tipped upon about the runway and how we see those colors come into decor and how that, you know, the Colin and Justin were going to write about some of that. How do you see that playing out when you look at fashion?
Well, I think more than runway, to me, it's more a philosophy in terms of your personal style translates to everything else in your life, whether it's your home decor, the car you buy, the, you know, everything. So it's not so much about what's coming off the runway as it is in terms of what is your personal style. Mm. True enough, there are a lot of people that take a nod from the runway, and you do see that show up. HomeSense would be a really good example. They have a really great balance of both. There's all the great classic. And then they also have a lot of seasonal trends that, you know, sure enough, are some are influenced by what's coming out of the fashion houses.
But trying to sort of dictate, look at what you wear and put that into sort of the decor you see.
Really a direct translation in terms of that. It really is more about what your personal philosophy is in terms of what your style is and how that translates into other parts of your home. But absolutely, there are a lot of people out there that love to see, you know, the haute couture that's coming off the runway and make it work. I mean, one of my favorite quotes is a Harry Winston quote that says, people will stare. Make it worth their while. and I think that's what niche is all about. And so whether that's your home, where you're going to, and our mantra really is about, you know, the three elements, the good life, you know, how you look, where you live, and how you get it all done in a busy world. That is sort of what we're all about. And I think it's different for every person. So
that's right. And your products too, guys, I love the logo with the C&J. It's really, how did you think up that one?
You know, we wanted something that looked fashionable, you know, that had a standout color,
mm-hmm.
but had a really clear message as well, you know. So I think it's funny, the label is so important, isn't it, because it just sells everything about you, you know. I think it should provide, like, a stamp, if you like, that's a nutshell of who you are, you know, and it's bold and bright, but at the same time, you know, it's modern and it's clean as well, you know, and I think that's really important. You know, what we always try to do with everything that we do with our products, you know, and we're so happy that you can buy our products like across all, you know, like HomeSense, Winners, Marshalls, right across Canada, which is amazing. But we try and deliver decor as well as something that's useful, you know. So I think if your home is really kind of like beige and a little bit bland and you need to get some items in there, you know, it should be really easy to buy decor, whether it was through a throw pillow, you know, whether it was for some beautiful throws for your table, you know, a piece of art, but just something that it stands out. I don't like anonymous things, you know, and I don't think it's about money. It's about just spending some time to buy things that really matter. How many of us actually, you know, you nip out and we think, okay, well, I'll buy a vase for $20. And sure, it's a bargain. And it's a bargain if it's beautiful and if you totally love it. But if you're just built out actually buying it to fill space, and then you put it on the shelf and you ignore it, it becomes anonymous. And actually, within 2 weeks, it's become clutter. You know, so save your dollars, you know, and buy things that reach out to you, that make you happy, you know, that contribute to an overall design at home. I think that's so important.
That's a really good point, because don't you find you go in places and people just have so much stuff and, you know, you can't even see the good things because of all this junk around it?
That's an interesting, you know, we've often had an analogy. If you take a beautiful woman like Cindy Crawford, and if you walk her into a ballroom and look at her, she'll look absolutely gorgeous. Bring in Naomi Campbell, she'll also look absolutely gorgeous. Bring in Kate Moss, they'll all look beautiful. But if you cram that ballroom with 20,000 supermodels, then you forget the beauty of the individual and the girl.
That's why I don't go out with those girls.
We're taking to Tim Hortons. Those girls always say, we'll go out with you, Colin and Justin, because we're perfectly safe. If you spend the night with us, it would be the best night's sleep you ever had. See, my analogy is, like, you can't see the wood for the trees.
Yeah.
If you have so much clutter, you lose the importance of every single item. So we're all about paring back, taking a breath, and only using and keeping and displaying the things that you have. And I will bring it back to our show Street Swap, because that's what the concept of Street Swap is all about. It's about sharing with your friends, giving them the things that you no longer need, perhaps borrowing or taking from them the things they no longer need, trading them, upcycling them, and just swapping your way, literally swapping your way around the neighborhood until you find the things that you want. And it's all about bringing the community together as well. But at the end of the day, it's about making you empowered to realize that your home can be gorgeous, drop-dead blooming gorgeous, without breaking the bank.
You know, I love the idea of that show, and I'd love to have you back on again talking more specifically about older pieces, because I like your new product, I like your product line, and I also like the old and new mix, so that your home doesn't look like a showroom that you just bought at the local store, that it has some of your personality. Tracy from Niche Magazine, thank you so much. We'll look for that issue coming out on July 15th. You can get it all around town. Colin and Justin, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I hope you will come back and talk about more specifics, because it's been it's been great talking to you. I love you guys.
Wow, likewise. Thank you so much for having us. Give a big hug to everyone out there in BC. I'm looking forward to a long and joyous relationship with you and your lovely magazine.
Absolutely.
And for everybody out there, get out there today. Enjoy your life. You have no reason not to. You've had food, decor ideas, lots of great stuff. TJ, thank you as always. Till we meet again, get out there and enjoy.